right. About them Pacers. Oh, no basketball fans. This is Indiana. Got to be basketball fans. Huh? What about them? Got one more game. Last game of the year tonight. So they've been through a lot. They've overcome a lot. Injuries, last second shots, some outside forces, maybe like officials. They've overcome a lot, but they've persevered. They're in the final game. They've got a lot of victories. A lot of play go through hard times and tough times to get the victory. Ben Wood, 175 years is a long time for a congregation to be together. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but there's been a lot of victories throughout that time, and we're still here. So that's thankful to God's God's goodness, God's faithfulness, and the faithfulness of those that's come before us, that we're still here. And those of you that's been here your whole life, and it's gone here for 69 years, huh? Not pointing anybody out, but we've got folks gone here their whole life, literally. So that's a praise. So, and life is a challenge. Life has obstacles. Life has things. You just heard from Vicky, but able to be overcome. It takes effort. It takes work. But it can be done. This on? Nope. Is this on? There we go. Okay, we'll try it that way. Push the button the wrong way. But now it's really loud. So, but no, life does have obstacles, but we can overcome those things. We have the power to do that. I'm going to run three or four different verses here. We're going to start out in 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Watch it on the screen, or we have Bibles there. But 1 John 5, 1 through 5. So, everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, that is the love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Overcoming. That's what we're going to talk about today. Overcoming. Overcoming the world. Overcoming the things of the world. It takes Jesus Christ to overcome those things. If you're on your own without him, it's going to be very, very difficult to rise above those things, because Satan's got all sorts of answers that he wants us to give us. But we can overcome those obstacles in life by believing in Jesus Christ, to having him in our life, that he's the Son of God, that he died on the cross for his sins, he arose to life eternal, and so that we may have eternal life. And, children of God, obedient children of God. When you're obedient, you get closer, you're paying attention, you're listening to what he's saying, and then you become more intimate with God. And that offers the opportunity for victory in Jesus and his promises. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So that's kind of the thing. We can have peace. Paul always mentions in his letters grace and peace. Because you got to have grace to have peace. You got to have the grace first to get peace. But Jesus was the number one overcomer. He was perfect. He overcame everything. And he faced the same battle. Sometimes we think, well, he was different. Well, he was. He was perfect. But he faced the same battles that we do. He was fully human and fully God. But he faced the same battles, the same things attacked him that attack us each and every day. Will we be perfect? No. No, we're not going to be perfect as he was. But those who trust him will be perfected. Okay? We'll be perfected. We'll be made spiritually mature. We'll grow. We'll grow in Him. We'll grow to understand the character of Jesus. We'll grow to understand what He does for us in a different way as we grow to know Him. You know, overcoming sin is a sign of spiritual maturity. You know, we can put those aside of us. But it's a growth process. You know, He says the world will bring trouble. And it will. But we can have peace knowing Jesus and that He's fully aware of all that's going on. And, you know, you got to remind yourself sometimes He's on the throne. He's still on the throne. You know, each day. And He has authority over all things, you know. And believers understand, you know, things in this life are going to happen. This life isn't it. We're just here for a little while. There are greater things to come. And God's in control of those things. You know, sometimes you wonder, well, how do I be an overcomer? How can I overcome these things? 1 John 4:4 says, "You, dear children, are from God and overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." You've seen t-shirts probably like that. "Greater is He that is in me than he is in the world." And, you know, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to overcome the world and everything in it. And it offers us, Satan offers us, the world offers, offers things that bring us down. You know, he wants to stunt our growth. He doesn't want us to grow, especially in Christ. He tries to bring us down and away from God, but we know the Holy Spirit's power is greater than the world or Satan's lies that they give us. You know, and Jesus in his life is the example for us. You know, he overcame those things. He overcame temptations. He overcame them by Scripture. You know, the devil tempted him directly. You know, he tempted him early on, you know, gave him three things. But he was after him for 40 days. You know, it wasn't just a day. He was after him the whole time. And Jesus overcame those things because he trusted God's word. And he relied on God's word. And, you know, born-again believers have the Holy Spirit in us. You know, we're part of Christ. Christ is part of us. We have the Holy Spirit in us, which gives us the power that we need to overcome things. You know, gives us the strength. You know, we have the power of God's presence. We have the power of God's nature in us. You know, well, how do we fail if we need to overcome temptations? You know, first of all, you know, a lot of times, and we talked about it before, we just don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit within us. There's a power in us that we just don't tap into. It's there, wants to work, but we don't rely on it. We don't grab a hold of it and just let it grow. We just don't know how much of that power we have available to us. You know, it used to be said that we only use 10% of our brain. You know, it's back in the day, 10% of our brains, all you use. Now, I understand that's now a myth. Science has debunked it that we only use 10% of our brain. Now, I've seen people today. I've seen people online. I've seen people on TV. I would sort of debunk that myth or challenge that's a myth, because I don't see people using all of it. But they say the brain's always working. Always working. Even when we're asleep, the brain's working. Well, the Holy Spirit's always working too. He's always there. He's always there teaching. He's always there coaching us. He's always there convicting us to know right from wrong. He's always there encouraging us. He's always there to help us. He's always there to give us strength when we need it. And then the other problem is there's always times that we think we can do everything on our own. You know, I can do it. We don't need any help. How many little kids, you know, used to help? I can do it. I don't need help. I can do it. I do it all by myself. I do it myself. And they try. Sometimes succeed, sometimes not, but they try. But they think they can do it themselves. They don't need help. And we're the same way. You know, I can do it myself. You know, pride keeps us from a lot of things. Pride keeps us from having true relationships with Christ and others. And then sometimes we just fall into Satan's trap. You know, whatever it is, he gives us a lot of options. the pain and things we're dealing with. He gives us all kinds of places to go, things to do. It can be drugs. It can be alcohol. It can be pornography. It can be gambling. Be just unhealthy relationships. And then that leads to dishonesty, leads to selfishness and caring about anything but ourselves. We get all wound up in ourselves. Some people say, well, why does God tempt us? Well, God doesn't. God may test us. God sometimes tests our faith, but it's not for Him to know how strong our faith is. He already knows. It's to show us how strong our faith is. We go through tests so we know what we can do, the strength that's in us, the strength that comes out of us. You know, He continually offers us ways of coping. He tells us what we can and can't do, what we need to overcome the pain, the discouragement we have. But you got to remember, all these battles are, you know, they may seem physical and stuff, but they're spiritual battles. We need to realize the spiritual battles going on around us, because, you know, we only look at the world around us and see what's going on, but it's a lot deeper than that. There's a battle takes place each and every day for each of us. So why does God allow temptations to come on me? You know, why would He allow such things? It just gives me the opportunity to fail. You know, to lose out on what He's planned for me. You know, it goes back to free will. God gives us free will to decide what we want to do. We've got the choices that we need to make to live our life. We have freedom to live our life however we want to do it. He's allowed that. He's not forcing us to do anything. And life and how we live is about choices and our experiences that we have. You remember the Wide World of Sports? Remember Wide World of Sports was on TV. It'd come on ABC, I think, every Sunday or whatever. And it was always played the song. And it was always the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And poor guy on that ski slope fell down every week. Tumbled head over heels, you know. You know, victory depends a lot on the training we have. Victory depends on the preparation, the exercising, our fuel intake, the studying, the listening to coaches, practicing to get better and better. You know, Pacers have practiced for months now, playing games to get better and better, listening to the coaches. They don't win every time. Still have losses. Even when we do right, sometimes we have setbacks. Sometimes things come up against us. We don't win every time. But are we truly defeated if we get back up? And we keep going, keep trying. We're not defeated if we keep trying. You know, if we're praying, if we're studying God's Word, if we're listening to the Holy Spirit, and serving as God desires us to serve, there's still going to be setbacks. There's still going to be troubles. There's still going to be obstacles. But if we stay faithful and we trust Him, we can stay on the right path. He'll lift us up. You know, and God wants us to feel the power to overcome those things that's against us. You know, I believe He wants to experience that thrill of victory and the joy of victory. Because there is victory in Jesus. You know, when you overcome those things, don't it make you feel good? Don't it make you feel better? The agony of defeat doesn't. Romans 12:21 tells us, you know, if you got to be overcome by something, let it be good. Says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So if you're overcome with something, let it be good over evil. Let it be the filling of the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, don't let it be despair and anger and bitterness that leads to harm for both you and those around you. Because what you're overcome with will affect others, whether it be evil or whether it be good. Which would you rather be an example of? Because you are an example one way or the other, whether you want to be or not. What happens if I overcome? What happens if I let the Spirit rule? What happens if I overcome those things? Well, obviously your life here on earth gets a whole lot better. Vicki attested, she's got a strong family, and we need a strong family to help. It's not the Holy Spirit, but we've got to have those around us that help us too. Those that love us enough to be honest, but to be firm with us, but to show us, to lift and encourage us. So, life on here gets a lot better when we overcome. The Holy Spirit, God wants to give us an abundant life here. And it starts now. It starts today. It's not something we have to wait for. But there's also several promises of God. If you come to Christ, if you know Him, if you've overcome the world, if you've overcome Satan, if you believe on Him, the church is in Revelation. He offers a lot of promises. Now, He uses to the one who's victorious. And to me, that's an overcomer. If you're victorious, you're an overcomer. And some of those things He gives, He says, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. The tree of life was there from the beginning. You can have it. You can have eternal life. He's going to give it to you. He gives you that right by being an overcomer, by being victorious. Those who are victorious will not be hurt by the second death. You're going to live with Christ forever. There is no death. There's a change from this world, but there is no death. You're going to be alive again, better than you've ever been. To those I will give some hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. It's going to give you Jesus. It's going to give you bread of life. It's going to give you Jesus. He's going to give you a name with a new name. One that only you will know. It's a name picked out just for you by Jesus. Special for you. Probably going to show a character for you, who you are to Him. To the one who does victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over nations. That one will rule them with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give that one the morning star. Just thinking of each of you, you'll have some authority. There's jobs to do in heaven. There's things He's got planned for us to do in heaven. Some say this is training. This is a training ground for what we need to do for eternity. He's got things for you to do. Says they'll be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and His angels. Be made pure, be dressed in white, but your name's always going to be there, and just that He will acknowledge your name before the Father and angels. That's how important you are. Your name is going to be acknowledged throughout heaven, throughout eternity. The one who is victorious, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will they leave it. I will write on them the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on them my new name. You get a name. Jesus gives you His new name too. I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know what my name's going to be. He's going to give you His name. You're going to be permanent in His house. To the one who overcomes is victorious, I will also give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on His throne. Can you imagine? Sitting on a throne next to Jesus. I don't know that I will. I'd be a little afraid to, but I have the right to. He says, I have the right to sit with Jesus next to him. All of this isn't realized yet, but it's to come. It's to come for overcomers. And maybe sooner than we know. Maybe sooner than we know. We always have an invitation at the end. So we're going to have that in just a minute. We're going to read some out of Revelation 21. But thankful for visitors today and those that have come. And we welcome you and hope you feel welcome today. But the invitation, we just give an opportunity to come forward. You can, right where you're at, or you can come forward at the altar and just share with Jesus what you want to share with him, or needs you have, or if you want prayed for, come and let us know. We've got others here that will pray with you, pray for you. So we invite you to come at the end during the invitation song. Revelation 21, 1 through 7. It says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. And they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious,'" you substitute overcomers, "'those who are victorious, those who overcome will inherit all of this. And I will be their God and they will be my children.'" Who wouldn't want to have all those things? Being with Jesus, having a glorified body like Jesus, next to the throne like Jesus, a new name from Jesus, one special just for you. You see the pattern? He wants to give you all he has. There will be a time, no more tears, no more death, no more pain, no more mourning, no more crying. It's not yet, but it's coming. You know, this is what God has in store for those who overcome the world. You know, he's given us the power to do it if we make that choice. It's a description of eternity with Jesus. But eternal life starts today. It can. It starts the moment you're born again, the moment you accept Christ in your life. That's the moment you've overcome. The Holy Spirit will help you overcome things of this world until we get there. That's what he wants to do. Today's your opportunity. If you haven't accepted Christ, I pray today's the day. You've got things in your life that's going on that you're having trouble overcome. I pray that you'll let the Holy Spirit work in you. You'll look to him and those around you. Find people to help. A lot of people want to help. And it's possible to overcome these things. Vicki has shown it. A lot of people have shown you can overcome whatever it is through Christ. Through believers, through family, through those that love you. Give them a chance. Don't keep it in. Just let it out. We thank Vicki for sharing today. It takes bravery to do that. But share it. Let's pray.